A new regulation will go into effect early next year that requires many Alaskans to get something called the Transportation Worker Identification Credential, from Homer Mike Mason reports.
The Transportation Worker Identification Credential, or TWIC, was mandated by Congress, and it's given to people who need unescorted access to secure areas of facilities and vessels. It's also mandatory for all mariners holding Coast Guard-issued credentials or qualification documents. Petty Officer Sarah Francis is the spokesperson for the Coast Guard District 17. She says not only do many workers need the cards by February the 12th, but also the cards must be activated by that date.
It's a two-part process. You enroll for your card and receive it, then you need to take it back into a TWIC facility to get it activated. They do that for security. That way, if for some reason the card didn't get to the right place, not just anyone has access. Only the card holder can activate it.
The compliance date for workers is February the 12th, but the compliance date for mariners remains April 15th. Francis confirms that Alaska is full of designated secure areas that are regulated under the Maritime Transportation Security Act, including the Port of Anchorage, cruise ship terminals, and several other areas on the Kenai Peninsula and Kodiak Island.
The ferry terminals. In Seward, we have the cruise ship dock and the coal facility. In Homer, there's also a cruise ship terminal. And in Nikiski, certainly, we have the pipeline docks there and the Agrium facility. Those would all be secure facilities.
In order to get a TWIC card, you need to provide valid identification and go through a background check. The Coast Guard confirms that the TWIC is a biometric identification card that features an embedded chip that contains the bearer's photograph, fingerprints, and personal identification number. Francis says only about half of those in Alaska who need the card have so far applied for it.
To date, we have 6,539 applications in the system. And what we want to do is reach out and make sure everyone who needs this card recognizes that they need it. If you work on the port all the time as a longshoreman or you are constantly at the cruise ship facility, you recognize that you need this card. But some of the people who might be forgotten are, say, a crane mechanic, a crane operator, who only comes to the port maybe 30 days a year, but if he's there at the port, he has to be escorted. Some of those people may not realize that this is actually a benefit to them.
There are currently four permanent TWIC enrollment centers located in Anchorage, Nikiski, Juneau, and Valdez, and mobile enrollment centers have been opened in Ketchikan, Sitka, Dutch Harbor, Petersburg, Wrangell, Skagway, Cordova, and Haines. Francis says the Coast Guard and the Transportation Security Administration are looking at ways to get TWIC cards to people who don't have the ability to get into a permanent or mobile TWIC enrollment center.
You can apply for your card at any TWIC facility. If you are a seasonal mariner and you spend your time down in the lower 48, you can apply for your card there. You just need to recognize that your card will come back to that facility. So we're looking at some measures to get people their cards if they apply for it one place and maybe that's not where they're going to come back to.
Individuals in Alaska can pre-enroll for their TWIC card online at tsa.gov/TWIC or on the Coast Guard's home port site at homeport.uscg.mil. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.